Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Noel S. Guide to Estate Planning is a practical legal self-help book written by attorney Lisa Hanks for general readers who want to understand how estate planning works in the United States. It serves as a refreshed successor to Noel S. long-running Plan Your Estate and is designed to explain core planning choices in plain English rather than legal jargon. The book focuses on the documents and decisions most adults need to protect family members, reduce confusion after death, and prepare for incapacity. Its scope includes wills, living trusts, probate avoidance, guardianship for minor children, tax issues, powers of attorney, and healthcare directives. It is aimed at readers who want a usable overview of estate planning, without immediately turning to a lawyer for every question, while still recognizing where professional advice may be needed for state-specific or complex situations. Because it emphasizes clarity and action, the book works both as an introduction and as a practical checklist for organizing an estate plan. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, plain English explanation of the estate planning process. A central strength of the book is its effort to make estate planning understandable to readers without legal training. Instead of treating the subject as a specialized field reserved for attorneys, it explains the main decisions in everyday language and shows how they fit together. That matters because many people avoid estate planning not from indifference but from uncertainty about what the terms mean or which documents are actually necessary. By reducing jargon, the book helps readers distinguish between essential planning tools and optional strategies. It also reframes estate planning as a practical family protection process rather than an abstract legal exercise. This approach makes the subject more accessible to people who are starting from zero, including older adults, parents, and adult children helping relatives organize their affairs. The value is not simply readability, it is that clearer language leads to better decisions. Readers are better able to evaluate whether they need a will, a trust, or just a few core documents, and they can speak more confidently with a lawyer if they choose to consult one. Secondly, wills, living trusts, and the choice of how property passes. The book gives substantial attention to the main ways property moves after death, especially through wills and living trusts. This is one of the most important estate planning decisions, because it affects control, cost, administration, and the level of court involvement. The book does not treat a trust as automatically superior or a will as outdated. Instead, it shows that each tool serves different planning goals. For many readers, the practical question is not which document sounds more sophisticated, but which arrangement fits the family, the property, and the state law context. The discussion of bypass trusts, commonly called AB trusts, also reflects a more advanced layer of planning for readers with larger or more complicated estates at the same time. The book grounds these choices in realistic expectations, showing that estate planning is often about making a few well-chosen legal arrangements rather than constructing an elaborate structure. That balance is useful because it prevents overselling complex solutions while still explaining why certain families may need them. Thirdly, avoiding probate through beneficiary designations and ownership choices. Another major theme is probate avoidance, which is one of the book's most practical contributions. Probate is presented as a legal process that can slow access to assets and create expense or delay for heirs. So the book explores methods that may transfer property outside that process. These include payable on death and transfer on death account designations, joint ownership, transfer on death deeds, and small estates affidavit procedures where available. The book's value lies in showing that probate avoidance is not a single technique, but a set of ownership and beneficiary decisions that must be coordinated. That is important because many people assume a will alone will make transfer simple, when in fact a will often still requires probate. By laying out these alternatives, the book helps readers understand how everyday financial and property titles affect estate outcomes, not just legal paperwork. This makes the book especially useful for people who want actionable steps that can be implemented during life. Fourthly, planning for children, incapacity, and family continuity. The book treats family protection as a broader issue than asset distribution alone. It gives attention to naming guardians for minor children, planning for incapacity, and setting up financial and medical decision-making through powers of attorney and healthcare directives. These topics are especially important because estate planning is often misunderstood as something that only matters after death, when in fact, some of the most urgent risks arise during life. Incapacity planning answers the question of who can act if a person cannot manage finances or make medical decisions, while guardianship planning addresses who will care for children if parents die or cannot serve. The book also speaks to readers across life stages, including parents and adult children assisting aging relatives, which broadens its practical relevance. Its framework helps readers see that a complete plan is not just about passing property, but about preserving stability and decision-making during crisis. That emphasis on continuity gives the book a family-centered dimension that many more technical estate planning books lack. Lastly, tax issues, business concerns, and limits of one-size-fits-all planning. The book also covers estate, gift, and inheritance tax issues, along with strategies for business owners. But it does so in a measured way that reflects the limits of general estate planning advice. Rather than promising universal tax savings, it explains the role these issues can play in a broader plan, and why some families need more specialized attention. That is especially relevant because tax laws and state rules vary, and the book is broadly applicable across the United States except Louisiana. The business owner material adds another important layer. A personal estate plan may be inadequate if a reader also needs continuity for a business, ownership succession, or asset separation. By including these topics without letting them dominate the book, Hanks acknowledges that estate planning is often customized around property type, family structure, and jurisdiction. This makes the book honest about its own scope. It is useful as a foundation and decision guide, but it also signals where a reader should seek professional advice for state-specific or complex circumstances. That combination of breadth and caution is one of the book's most credible features. In conclusion, Nolo's Guide to Estate Planning is best suited for adults who want a practical, readable introduction to wills, trusts, incapacity planning, and probate avoidance without being overwhelmed by legal terminology. It is especially helpful for seniors organizing end-of-life affairs, parents deciding how to protect minor children, and adult children helping relatives sort out documents and account ownership. Readers who already know they need an attorney may still benefit from the book because it gives them a stronger vocabulary and a clearer sense of the questions they should ask. What distinguishes it from many other estate planning books is its combination of plain language, real-world usefulness, and restraint. It does not pretend that one form of planning fits every family, and it does not reduce the subject to a simple template. Instead, it explains the main tools, how they interact, and where complexity begins, in a category often split between dense legal manuals and overly simplistic advice. This book occupies a strong middle ground, accessible enough for non-specialists, but serious enough to support informed decisions. If you would like to support Hanks Liza Attorney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.